Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com. It's Sunday, November the 17th, 2024, and I have the honor to have Professor Jim Fetzer on and the honor to have Professor Joel. And before we get started, gentlemen, Joel and I did a show a couple days ago. It's my fault for not having it up, but it was... people need to listen to this, okay? I mean, we got some serious stuff out there, 250 years of knowledge, with him, 150 years of me, and Jim Fetzer, I don't know what he's got, 250 years of knowledge, wisdom and knowledge. But with that said, Jim, I'm going to let you take off. What's the latest?
Well, we have to look at the appointments that Trump has been making and the latest developments internationally, because Biden has now... or is on the verge of approving the use of long-range U.S. missiles to strike Russia, which has the potential to initiate World War III virtually overnight. So this is a profoundly disturbing development. You can bet Biden, per se, didn't have anything to do with it. It's the powers behind Biden. But if you wanted to initiate a global thermonuclear war, this is the shortest route to bring that about.
I want to add something for the listening audience, Jim. You're an ex-captain in the Marine Corps, and I respect that because I was in the Marine Corps. I was a Lance Corporal, 0151, worked for the captain in the reserve unit. But you as a captain, you weren't over in Vietnam itself, but during that period of time. And you saw a heck of a lot going on. And you understand our military, and you also understand world events. I think we're on the verge of war. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, Joel, I wanted his thoughts about this development because it's startling and, to me, unexpected and colossally stupid.
Go ahead.
Well, my take on it is this. This is just a take. I finished reading a commentary by Churchill when he spoke about the Jewish influence. And he said, and I'm just taking this in context, he simply said, there is the Bolshevik impulse and the Zionist impulse that is fighting over for the soul of the Jew. So taking that in hand, I think that there is this contest that is going on right now. In other words, the crazies like Victoria Nuland and the War Hawks versus those who are more of a rational approach to things. And you can go and look up about this side of the mega group called the Gatestone Institute.
Spell mega form.
Gatestone. No, I can only just pronounce it because I can't remember the spelling. I don't want to mislead people. We'll figure it out. The Gatestone Institute. And so I think what we're seeing from the Biden side is that these Trotskyites are not going away. And Dr. Jerome Corsi, I saw a soundbite taken on him. He was actually becoming very angry with these Trotskyites. He said, take your nuclear plants and your other items and go move out in the desert and just go away. So we have, a fight that is going on in this Jewish influence, because that is the major influence. Because that's what I did on other talks, what Matt Brooks said and what Richard Ackman said. And so there is a fight that is going on right, in my opinion, in this arena. So right now, Biden is, those people that are behind Biden, I believe, are the Trotskyites. And they're pushing very hard, and they are nuts. They're like John Bolton. He's crazy. Victoria Nuland is crazy. And they're going to push the button. Or they're going to try to push the button. And I think that Trump and his group are trying to stop this. And one of the things they are doing right now is that in actuality, Trump is functioning as a president. Right now, but he's not doing it in Washington, D.C. He's doing it in Mar-a-Lago. And so right now, we're going to see, so there, you, I draw a picture of, here we have the Trotskyite side pushing, getting ready to push that button. See the hand of the more rational approach, the Zionist, pushing that hand away. So that's what I think is going on.
Go ahead, Joe.
And they may get it.
Or Jim.
The Trotskyites may overwhelm the Zionist. So I take again back to what Churchill talked about, and this is what I think the real meaning is when he spoke about the Jewish influence in the fight between the Trotskyites and the Zionists. And that's my take.
Well, if Biden is a Trotskyite, do you think Trump is a Zionist?
The people behind Trump are Zionists, because they, when following the articles on the Gatestone Institute, they do some really rational, interesting things, and I encourage people to take a look at it.
Now, you know, Jim, if you're unaware, Super Spook Otis Johnson told me that Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is a Mossad agent. He had a clearance to be in the White House in every meeting with President Trump the first term. He was an assistant to him on everything. And he had no national security clearance. No national security clearance. He's good buddies with Bibi over there, and they're doing land deals along the Gaza Strip, along the beachfront property now of the Gaza, of old Palestine, that just got bombed to death and everybody basically killed and ran off. Just thought I'd bring that up. I found that
interesting. Here's another thing that I would put into that, Jim. What they don't do, and I got this off of Haaretz, and I encourage people to join up and receive the Haaretz. It's worthwhile. People don't realize there are mass protests among the IDF. They had an IDF that refused, an entire brigade that refused to enter the Gaza. An entire brigade. You have an entire brigade now, because what's showing is they say that there's 10,000 IDF soldiers that have been killed. I don't think so. I think it's more. I think it's like about 17,000 have been killed. And they cannot afford that loss, because there's only so many people in Israel. Now, is this going to draw? I can bet you right now, the 101st Airborne is right now fighting against Hezbollah. I'll bet you $1,000 they're in there now, because Israel simply doesn't have the manpower to continue at the pace that it has. They've had already to pull back from the Lebanon border because they didn't have enough troops. So is this going to lead to something else where somebody sneaks in and pushes that button? I don't know.
You know, Jim, I'm kind of a supporter of Trump, and so is Joe. I know you are. And I like these cabinet positions he's made, especially Robert Kennedy changing the health in America and agriculture and pharmaceutical, he thinks, hopefully. And the idea of Elon Musk and this Ramsey character that ran against Trump. I think it's Ramsey or something like that. I like the idea of this appointment of a new cabinet to see how they can reduce costs within government. And weed out the waste and fraud. I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, the other ones, Gatz, G-A-T-Z, for Attorney General. I kind of like that idea because he was on the committee with Jim Jordan and the Judiciary Committee, and he tore him a new one along with Jordan many, many times, especially over the crap they were pulling on Trump. Now, and he appointed Tulsi Gabbard, Hawaii. She's a clean gal, nice gal. He appointed her. I forget which cabinet position it was, and somebody else. I like these ideas, but it's the neocons that spoke, as Joe has said in a previous show with me, a couple of them, the neocons that spoke at the convention, the Republican convention after Trump had spoken before. And these are these
corrections to the neocons did not.
Or not the neocons, but tell them who spoke.
Not the neocons. They did not speak there. This represents what I would call the mega group. Not MAGA, mega. And they are more rational than the Trotskyites. Now, this is just my take, and it's, academically speaking, it's, you know, full of holes, but that's the closest that I can make of it. The neocons are the Trotskyites. And those are the ones that are militant. And then you have the Zionists, which has an element on it that is more rational. You should hear some of the things that John Bolton says. That guy needs to be given a bunch of
he's be put in handcuffs.
So, and that also includes Billy Crystal. So, well, like I said, that's why I think right now Trump is functioning as the president of the United States. And he's doing it at Mar-a-Lago. And he's doing it behind the scenes. Because within the deep state are rational people. And I think it is a battle that is going on. And these Trotskyites have gotten the Democratic Senate, Democrat senators to and congressmen that are setting up a bulwark to attack Trump. So they're not going to go out the door easy. So does it mean that somebody loses a round in the fight and they are able to get to the button? That's where I think it's at. I think it's there is that element, the Biden and that crowd are not going to go out the door quietly. And those are the guys that I think are trying to get to the button. Because what they want is to start the strategic strikes. And everybody forgets that strategic tactical nukes, 50 of them were used in the attack of Iraq. 50. They can take a nuke and just construct it to blow off the hood of a car.
That ladder for that.
Yeah. So could this Jim be a creepism? Hey, we'll start bombing him with these strategic nukes that are just small. You were in artillery. And then all of a sudden it gets out of hand. And then the big strategic missiles start flying with bigger atomic bombs.
Entirely possible, the idea of using long-range strikes into Russia is lunatic. I can hardly believe it's happening, but apparently it's in the process. And Russia's now attacking Ukraine's infrastructure. It had not been doing that in the past. Putin is going to have to bring this to a rapid conclusion. He's going to have to escalate the attacks on Ukraine massively to end this war now. Before the Biden Trotskyites, as you call them, are able to reap great damage and precipitate a nuclear war, my take.
So, I think, now, the only thing that we can do right now is to just keep an eye on some of these alternate news sites and see if you can pick things out and then make a collage of understanding that can kind of pick up the trend of where these things are headed. All I could say is the Biden side of things, whatever you, are more militant, and they're not going to go easily because they've already said it. They're not going to let Trump become the president.
Yeah, they have declared that. They're going to try to use that obscure provision of the 14th Amendment, which has already been shown not to be applicable, and you've got the vice president who is running against him in a position to deny, you know, the electors. I find it very difficult to imagine they could get away with that effort. I think the public outrage would be enormous. I don't believe they could pull it off. On the other hand, that doesn't mean they won't try.
Yeah, that's how I think that's the tape on it. I think we could conclude, Jim, that what this is that they are going to still make the push. They're still going to try.
Yeah, I think that's correct. Now, Stu was talking about the cabinet. Stu
was
talking about the cabinet. There are some good picks. RFK Jr. for Health and Human Services, Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, Matt Gaetz, Attorney General. Kevin Barrett calls them the good, the bad, and the ugly. The bad, Kristi Noem, DHS, Chris Wright, actually, I don't recognize that name, Doug Burgum, the ugly, Mike Waltz, Mike Huckabee, Marco Rubio. The worst of the lot, though, is this guy, Pete Hegseth. He's going to be at DOD. He's a Zionist fanatic. He's got tattoos all over his body. He's a grotesque choice. And in a position where he could bring about World War III if he had the opportunity. He's all for establishing a synagogue at the Alaska Mosque, which would bring about a massive uprising between the Muslims and the Jews. Unbelievable what this guy could do. I mean, he's insane.
Yes, this is part of the Zionist. There is that militant side on the Zionist side of things. I mean, total insanity. And so, I've been looking at alternate sound bites, and being an Israeli, those sirens are constantly going off. Bombardments are always going off, and it's rattling the nerve of the civilians. So we're not getting the whole story. You have to go to Independent Israelis on YouTube if you can find them to get a picture of what's really going on, because they are not telling all that is going on among the Israelis. They showed a group of about, I would say, 10 people. With the sirens going off, they were huddled up against the wall, and you could hear in the background the explosions. So you don't hear that in, you know, mainstream news. Not a word.
You know, if I can add something here. I look at this whole picture. Because Jim, your friend, and my friend, and Joe's friend, Preston James, he's written a lot of stuff, and he's a Christian, without saying no more, but he's written a lot of stuff about the Antichrist. I mean, about really a lot of scenario. Now, there's a lot of that comes into the dispensationalism, as Joe calls it, and man writing the Bible. And I'm a Christian, I believe in Christ. He's shown me the power of prayer. But here's the point, is that the end times, the Antichrist is supposed to go against the whole world, Israel. A lot of people thought it was going to be, they were going to build the temple or whatever and have it built, and then he was going to occupy it and declare war against the world. Bibi Netanyahu fits the picture. Now, Joe knows Parker, Jay Parker. He gets into the satanic side because he knows about Bibi doing human sacrifices. And Bibi, I think, was educated in Delaware or someplace, as I recall. I may be mistaken. But he's a nutcase. Bibi Netanyahu of Israel. Anybody to kill 200,000 Palestinians, wipe out about 60,000 Lebanese over the past time that he's been prime minister and everybody around him. And now he wants to take over Egypt and Iran and make all or Egypt and Saudi Arabia make it all part of as I think it's Saudi Arabia make it or not Saudi but one of the others and make it all part of Greater Israel. Now I look at Bibi and I knew I want to speak. So we got noise. Rafael Atan, who was the head of the Mossad before his death 10-15 years ago. He was dangerous because Bill McCoy, who was a Pentagon DOD Inspector General Assistant underneath time to kill Kennedy, and is a good friend of a lot of people, Al Martin, Iran Contra whistleblower, Gene Chip Tate, and myself. He introduced Al Martin introduced him to me. And Al Martin wrote a book called The Conspirators. It's got my ex-father-in-law in it. But here's the deal. Is that everybody said basically that they're going to start war. Israel's going to be the one. Now, in 1947, Adolf Hitler, basically after World War II, 1947, Rafael Atan, who I saw, tried to murder me on a freeway over in Illinois with his little agent. And I had a brand new Pontiac running 140 mile an hour down the road, had a Cadillac in front of me. She was running 140 mile an hour down the road. And this old car they were going to dump, this old Ford Mercury, had a hell of an engine, 429. They could only run about 120. I ran almost 75 miles an hour. I mean, 75 miles at 140 miles an hour in this Pontiac, brand new Pontiac Grand Prix I bought. It was a six-cylinder. He was after me. And McCoy told me it was over Bill Hamilton that I had pushed in Innslaw. That was part of it. But something else he had given me, I forgot what it was. But Rafael Atan, General Rafael Atan, and Micah Hariri's father were both two of the people that took over the Palestine, what was called Palestine, in 1947. And they slaughtered 40,000 Palestinians and drove the rest into what is known today as Palestine. And they declared themselves Israel and they hung their flag. Now, in 1948, Israel was accepted into the UN as a nation. But that's what happened. Now, these were the old Hebrews of ancient times. And Joe can touch on that for a minute. Now, these were the ones that believed in Christ and so forth and were around, as I recall, during that period of time. The old Hebrews. They weren't the Jews. The Jews came out of the Khazar, which was the Khazarians, which is out of Ukraine. Ukraine. And part of them were fallen angel bloodline that came out of there, mating with human beings, fallen angels. Now, Otis told me that since 1952, that there's 200,000 fallen angels registered national security. And Otis worked directly for General Flynn, and he was murdered because he says if Mueller doesn't do his job with his false dossier with Hillary, he says, I'm going to be personally arresting him. And he worked directly for General Flynn. And General Flynn was indicted 2 weeks later illegally after Otis was murdered. But here's the deal. Otis told me that in CERN, the super collider, he said that the NSA could see that in CERN, in Switzerland, that they could see into space-time and in the future and back. And he said the two stars would hit Earth sometime between about 2021. They murdered him in 2017. Between 2021 and 2025. And then he says, I said, you're talking about Wormwood and sister star. And he says, yeah, most likely. He's raised a Christian. Works his way through Air Force Intelligence and CIA into the NSA. He's super spook. He did operation. He raised the Glomar Explorer Howard Hughes' ship. He raised a submarine nuclear that the Russians lost and took the nukes out of it. Got the codes. But that was one operation. But here's the deal. He said a star, six times the size of planet Earth, big fireball, would come flying around the sun sometime before the end of 2025 and smack planet Earth. That's what they saw in CERN, the super collider. So where are we at? We got Bibi Netanyahu, which a lot of Christians believe, oh, they're going to start the war, World War III, which they've started basically. The Antichrist, the devil, the evil side, whatever you want to call it. They're evil, period. And the only thing that's going to get us out of this mess, in my opinion, I believe Joe's opinion is the same, a lot of prayer. A lot of prayer. Whether you believe in God or Christ or not, a lot of prayer. You better start thinking about this, and you better start getting your weapons loaded. I mean, stock up on ammo now. You're going to need it. Get those canned goods in case you're attacked. Get those hand can openers. Okay? Be prepared to start going survival mode. I mean, because if we go into nuclear war, let me tell you, my father was a vice president Bendix who made the toys for the government, nuclear, classified as a nuclear facility. It's under Richard Gebauer Air Force Base now in Grandview. Was on 95th Street next to the IRS building, big Bendix building. They made all the Los Alamos Scientific Laboratory, the other two, one Livermore and one in Tennessee. Any toys the scientists came up with, they took it in as an engineering firm and put it to action, made the toy. Let me tell you, Otis Johnson sat across from my parents. He calls me. He's coming up from East Systems. I'm in Kansas City. I'm out working. My parents invited me to dinner that night, so I was headed over there. He calls me about 5 o'clock, and we're going to have dinner about 5:30, 6 o'clock. He said, where you at? I'm coming up the highway. I'm going to stay in Kansas City tonight at the casino and get a good meal and stay the night before I drive back to Nebraska. I said, okay. I said, I'm over near my parents. So he got his GPS. He found the house. He was over there about 15 minutes after I arrived. And my parents met him. And my dad, to give you an idea, Jim, who he was, he had never told me. He used to get these little magazines in the mail that were stapled. It was all this information, classified information from 20 years before. Satellites, toys, boomers, you name it. But they never named boomers. But when I was a kid, I asked my father one time, I read these magazines, kept reading them, and they came unstapled where the postman was reading them, declassified. And I asked, I said, Dad, about 15, what do you do for a living? And he looks at me, and I said, yeah, what do you do for a living? And I showed him the magazine thing. He goes, I make cups, saucers, and spoons. He never told me what he made. Otis is sitting there on the couch, taking me to dinner instead. And he's sitting on the couch across from my dad. He says, yeah, Mr. Webb. He says, I understand you were Vice President Bendix out here. And a whole bit. Before my dad retired, he had $92,000 a year retirement, Jim. And he was vice president. He taught DOE inspectors on how to do their job at Bendix to eliminate 150 inspectors and cut it down to the 150 that Bendix had, that he had trained. So he's pretty good at what he did. Los Alamos for 6 weeks. He went skiing and had fun. But here was the deal. He never told me. Never, ever, 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 ever told me a damn thing about what he did. Otis sitting there just opening his mouth because Otis opened his mouth to me all the time. He said, yeah, Mr. Webb, he says, you know, I've sat up there in such and such a Nebraska at headquarters. It wasn't Omaha. He says, when I was in Air Force Intelligence, we were the guys going to set him off. The whole bit, what you made. Anyway, he's talking to him and stuff, and my dad was turning white. And a couple, 3 days later, my mother told me in private, she says, I never told you this, Stu, but your dad was in Air Force Intelligence, and he was down on the equator installing some kind of radar systems or something when I was down there at Keesler Air Force Base in Biloxi, pregnant with your brother. I said, what? They'd been married. Anyway, Otis shocked my dad. And my dad told me about a week later, they had dinner at their home with their grandkids and their kids, my two brothers and sisters and myself. He takes me out in the backyard in private. He talks to me. He said, what Otis told you, he says, could get me arrested for treason and sedition, and you could get killed. He says, still keep your mouth shut what he said in front of me and you. I said, I hear you, Dad. So I could reveal national security, but let me tell you, if they set off one toy. Jim, you may be familiar with this. Joe, are you both still there? Jim? Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. The yield on a nuke can be changed in midair. The yield is the power of the spread of the bomb itself. Are they going to hit Kansas City, Missouri, and hit the downtown certain building? Boom, they got it. And blows up that, maybe a couple buildings around it. If they change the yield to make it bigger, they can blow Kansas City totally off the map and half of Missouri, Kansas, Iowa. I mean, they can increase it. Six nukes would set off planet Earth and crack it. Let me put it that way. I'm aware of that. And they don't need to be using the friggin' nukes anyplace. And we don't need to be in World War III. Because of a bunch of Israeli nutcases. You want to comment on that, Joe or Jim?
No.
You got any comments?
I think we need to bring it to an end, Stu.
Okay. I think we lost Jim. Jim, are you still there? Okay, let's bring it to an end. I thank you, Jim Fetzer, and I thank you, Professor Joe. And Joe, you have a good day. Okay. Talk to you both later. Bye.